did see it.
I don't see it.
I'm not missing any. Okay.
Well, we have other cases on your hands though, too.
Case number 5, 23-288. Sir, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Detective Paul Bertola, B-E-R-T-O-L-A. I represent the Naugatuck Police Department.
Thank you, Detective. Would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes, ma'am. On or about June 17th, 2022, the appellant applied for a temporary permit with the Naugatuck Police Department. During a background investigation, the Naugatuck Police in-house database was searched for any instances involving the appellant. At that time, two instances were observed that led to the questioning of the appellant's suitability for a pistol permit. Ultimately, the decision was made to deny the application based on the facts and circumstances regarding those two incidents.
Thank you, Detective. Sir, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes. So, basically, my grandfather, who was dying, I was helping take care of him, and I watched them kind of like one person spazzed on him. He was like a fish out of water. You know, I was running to get the nurse to save his life or whatever, and she's walking like, you know, nobody, like she didn't care what was going on, like my grandpa was dying. And I've seen people yell over like a phone bill. I did lose my anger a little bit. They found me walking around the block to walk my anger off when they put me in the hospital. I guess somebody called or whatever. And I went in there. You know, they give me these schizophrenia, which doesn't really make sense to me because, you know, I could understand maybe a little bit anxiety or depression, but I'm not really hearing voices and stuff like that. I hold a job, you know, it doesn't make sense to me. I mean, they gave you kind of, I sent you the evidence. I don't know if you guys got that in the mail, but it was a very, like, short note, and they basically said they don't even know what I have in the end. And, you know, my grandpa that I was talking about, he was a range officer, so I'm very experienced because I used to go to the gun club all the time, and you know, I'm not just some guy that took the pistol permit one time. I had a hunting license. I sent you that in the mail too. I just think they're trying to make money off me by like a low dose of medication. They've tried to overdose me on the medication because I wouldn't take the small dose. So once I was overdosed, 5 days I was like a zombie. I came out projectile vomiting, and after that, I had no choice but to take the pills because they want me on these pills. I don't know why. You know, I was not on the pills the whole week. I wasn't bad or anything. It caused no problems. So I just think they wanted to make their money off the pills personally. Do I have a little bit of anxiety? I'll admit to that. Sometimes, yeah, even now I'm a little nervous. But as far as me hearing voices, that's just ludicrous.
Thank you, sir. All right, Detective, you may proceed with your case.
Okay, so I'm going to describe the two instances that led to our denial. On May 19th, 2022, officers were dispatched to the appellant's home on a report of a psychiatric crisis. His mother had called. He was not home at the time. His mother stated to the officers that the appellant suffers from schizophrenia. They broke her kitchen table and left operating a motor vehicle. The mother stated, that day, the appellant came home from work early. He was upset, crying, because work sent him home early due to his state of mind. And he began shaving his head in the kitchen, saying he was God and holding a crucifix towards the ceiling. The appellant then stated he wanted to spit in his hand, rub it in her face to annoy her. The appellant got agitated and flipped the table when the mother stated the appellant needed help. The appellant left. The mother showed the officers who responded to the house at this time one of the medications, which is Valpro X at the time, which is used to treat manic phase of bipolar disorder. The officers observed it to be about 3/4 of the way full, and were able to indicate the appellant was not taking his medication regularly at the time. Approximately 2 hours later, the officers were advised that the appellant was on his way home from his grandmother's house in a different municipality. Officers went to the appellant's house again. He passed by in a vehicle, did not stop. Officers conducted a motor vehicle investigation. At that time, the appellant did stop and was he was good with them. Like everything that he said he needed him to do, he was good. However, he told the officers that spoke with him that Jesus sent him on a mission, and he continued to talk about the Catholic and Christian faith and Satan, and that President Biden touches children in the crotch. The appellant stated that he had started shaving his head in the kitchen because he was looking for three lines marked on him, indicating the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and he was attempting to show his mother. Ultimately, the appellant was transported to the hospital by EMS pursuant to Connecticut General Statute 17A-503 on an emergency examination request form. Second incident, June 21st, 2022, this is shortly after the application. If I didn't say so, I said it earlier, on or about 6/17 was the application submission. On 6/21/22, the appellant called officers himself to the street corner. He was agitated, kind of pacing in the road. He said he had a verbal argument with his mother. The appellant agreed to go back home, didn't want to go in the cruiser because he felt anxious about that. So he walked, officers followed him there. At the residence, the mother stated the appellant wasn't taking his medication as prescribed for schizophrenia, bipolar, anxiety, and depression. The mother stated the appellant has ran a burst of anger and they didn't know how to help him. The appellant stated he believed he was a prophet of the Lord and a reincarnation of Jesus.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
I'm sorry.
Sir, I know you're very nervous. You're going to get a chance to speak just like he's...
I'm sorry for reacting, but like that is so ludicrous. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, if you could just keep quiet, and then we'll get to you next, okay?
Yep.
All right, go ahead, Detective.
The appellant stated he has the ability to focus his anger towards people and cause bad things to happen to them. The appellant stated he had focused his anger in his head towards two people who later died, and the appellant believed he killed them. The appellant stated to the officers he quit his medication cold turkey because he didn't believe they changed him at all. The appellant stated he did not need the medication, did not need to be evaluated, even with his diagnosis. The appellant was again transported to the hospital by EMS for evaluation, emergency examination request form. And lastly, of note, the denial was on September 13th, 2022. On September 30th, 2022, police responded again to the appellant's residence to assist Mobile Crisis. No report was generated other than that officers were there to assist Mobile Crisis, who again, they committed an emergency examination request form for a similar instance. Officers were just there for security that day. Since this time, there has been no police contact with the appellant. He has no criminal history.
Thank you, Detective. Sir, do you have any questions for the detective based on what he just said?
I just have some comments.
Yeah, comments are next, but we just go in a certain order.
We're
going to ask questions and then... We'll keep going, but no questions for him. Okay.
So, what town do you live in?
Naugatuck.
You still live in Naugatuck?
Yep.
Does the board have questions for the detective?
I have one. Do you have any medical documentation from the, you went to the hospital about three times. Did you gather any medical documentation?
Other than the emergency exam request forms that the officers would fill out,
something
we would not have.
Discharge forms, psychiatry forms, evaluation forms, hospital records, medical records, anything like that?
No, sir. To their non-criminal nature, we didn't obtain anything.
Thank you.
Other questions by the board?
So you actually don't have in the file any medical diagnosis of him saying that he was schizophrenic, bipolar, had anxiety and depression?
There actually is.
I think the appellant provided it.
No, it's just schizophrenia. It doesn't say anything else.
That's schizophrenia unspecified. Okay. Thank you.
Other questions by the board? Seeing none, Detective, do you have any other witnesses?
No.
Okay, thank you. Sir, it's your turn to tell us what you'd like us to know.
Okay, so it's a misunderstanding. I don't believe I'm Jesus Christ, but I think it was Psalms 82-6 says that we are God's sons of the Most High. Jesus Christ himself said that we could perform the miracles he did if we believe in God. So who better to practice on than my mom? But she pretty much hawks a loogie like she's going to spit in my face as if I'm disrespecting her, and then I did flip a table, I admit that. But I offered to pay for the table and everything. I am like a prophet through dreams. Once in a blue moon, I will get a dream. It's not like every day I'm seeing stuff and like That's ludicrous. It's once in a blue moon, I'll get a dream. Sometimes it tells me what's going to happen in the future, and then it shows me. I could provide an example. I had a dream that my grandma's parrot was coming up my arm because we were giving him a bath, and that scared the crap out of him because he got a big beak. And the next day, I went to my grandma's house, and my grandma goes, could you help me with the parrot to give him a bath? So stuff like that, every once in a blue moon. I'm not seeing people. It's all in a dream, you know. Thinking that I'm Jesus, I believe that I'm called by Jesus. I did have a dream where I saw Jesus. He told me control the inner world and defend his crown, and he made me bow in the dream. I was sitting down, so I bowed like this. And, you know, yeah, every once in a while I do have a dream here and there. I am a man of God, so some people are not really men of God or females of God, so they don't really have these experiences because they're not really seeking it like me. I did have three grooves, I thought, on my head. Three grooves. When I shaved my head, like you could see like three grooves. But you know, that could be God or that could be anything. You know what I mean? I was just showing her. But yeah, like, you know, if it is mentally ill, so quote unquote, to believe in God, you know, we just had a prophecy fulfilled by the Pope of one world religion. That prophecy of Revelations was just on one of the rivers turned beet red. That prophecy in the book of Revelation, I believe. We may be in the end times, and I'm just trying to help y'all. I shouldn't have told them, but I'm trying to help y'all to find God, you know. I should have just kept it to myself, but that would have been the smart thing to do. And the only reason I want my pistol permit is just to protect, like, my family. If there's something bad happens, like there's a shooter in public, maybe I could help. I don't have ill intentions at all. You know, it's been part of my culture since I was a little kid. I'm very well versed. I qualified expert. I think that was through the NRA as well. It's my word against yours, but I really, you know, if I wish I had a lawyer, but that's, I mean, I really believe that I'm not crazy. I might have a little bit of depression after my grandpa died. That's for sure. He's my best friend. I might have a little bit of anxiety here and there. But of course, you know, a little bit of prophecies here and there, but it's not like every day, you know, every day I'm seeing stuff, you know. It's ludicrous. Saying that I think I'm Jesus Christ, the way he worded it kind of made it seem like, you know, defend my crown, am I holding it? That's why I might have, the way he worded it. So I've questioned it at times if I'm going to be carrying out that second coming through it, but. Not, I'm not sure. I'm like, hey guys, I'm Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? It was just the way he worded it in the dream. One dream I got to experience my soul leaving the body. Very weird feeling. I said, Jesus, please forgive me and accept me as one of yours. And my soul went right in my, right back in my body. That's not a normal dream where you actually feel the soul leave. You know, that's not just a dream. The Native Americans, they also believe that dreams could be a gateway to the spirit realm. Obviously, not every dream has meaning. Some of them are hard to decipher. I used to be into the occult. Like he said, I have unfortunately wished bad things, almost like the young Jesus infancy gospel. I have wished bad things on people. I didn't know it would work at that time. And then there was one person that was actually bad, and then I wished it on them too. And it worked, you know. But you know, just because we don't understand something doesn't necessarily mean the person is crazy per se. That's about all I have to say. Thank you for letting me speak.
Great. Detective, do you have any questions for the appellant?
No, ma'am.
Does the board have any questions?
Just a couple more.
Yep.
Are you working right now, sir?
Yes, sir.
Where do you work?
Career Construction.
And what do you do for them?
So basically, I'm a general laborer right now.
And how long have you been working for them?
So this is my second season, so I say it's like, so I would take the winter off, so second season basically.
That's good. And I see you have a Ansonia Rod and Gun Club hat.
Yes, sir.
Are you a member there?
No, but my grandpa was a range officer, so I kind of like went with him there, and he showed me the ropes and everything, got me into the, that's how I have a hunting license and stuff.
That's good. You didn't happen to bring any, you didn't supply the board with any discharge paperwork from the emergency committals. At least we don't have in our packet.
Okay. I honestly didn't know you guys needed it.
Okay, yeah. It is in our letter that we sent you, but
sorry.
Did you ask for a letter from your APRN for this hearing?
No, I went to my doctor.
Okay. And that's at Waterbury Health?
Grandview, I think it is.
Yep, yep. Because we do have the letter in the file, I think you supplied to us.
Oh, yeah, yep. They got me that letter that says I'm schizophrenic, but they don't know what type.
You supply that to us, correct?
I asked them to get it, and then I gave it to you guys through the mail. I showed you guys that I did graduate from that plumbing school and Naugatuck Valley, but I didn't have Naugatuck Valley. And that's another thing. How am I schizophrenic and I could go do all these things? But I mean, so that was just why I was sending you that.
Thank you. That's all.
Thank you. Other questions by the board? Attorney Sinetti?
Do you possess any firearms now?
No.
Did you, during the periods in 2022 when the detective brought up?
No.
Okay. Now, if you mentioned some, I don't want to mischaracterize it, but it sounded to me like you were either dreaming or hearing voices and let me finish, please. Something about there are people that were bad people out there that you wished bad things about?
No, that wasn't a dream. Like, for example, there was a girl that walked in while I was doing my job.
Okay.
And she basically shamed me in front of all my coworkers. And I've heard of curses and stuff like that. I didn't know they would actually work at that time. So I just simply sent her a curse. In my head, I said what I wanted to have happen. And then 2 weeks later, I found out she passed. And I felt bad.
Do you think in your mind, do you think that you might have helped cause that?
Yes, through that magic, through that intentions of rage that she gave me, mm-hmm. and then I let it fester and hold on to it and give it back to her kind of.
Right. Okay. All right, that's all I have.
Other questions by the board? Sir, what was the incident with the, you flipped the table, you said?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. So once again, I was just trying to practice a miracle on my mom in a more safe place where it's my home and it's a family member. Because like I said, in the Bible, Jesus said we could do all he did if we believe in him. Peter walked on water. So basically, I tried to do that miracle. It is a little bit rude. I spit on my hand, but I didn't try to make it like I was hawking a loogie or whatever. I just did it kind of how Jesus did. There was no dirt or anything. But that's why it requires faith, because you're doing something that's kind of gross. But so I tried to do a miracle on her to heal her eyes. She has trouble with her eyes. And she basically went to go hawk a loogie at me in a disrespectful manner, which I didn't do that to her. And that's what caused me just losing my anger and flipping the table. And then I immediately offered to pay for the table right after it was said and done. But she had already called, I guess, I don't even know how she calls me, the hospital or whatever.
Did you flip it towards her?
No.
Were you trying to hurt her?
No. I think she would have told you that. I mean, she's already making up stories as it is.
May I?
Yes.
During that incident, the mother did say that he was not aggressive towards any of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. No other questions by the board? Sir, do you have any other witnesses on your behalf today?
The only thing I'll say is people at work, they don't see me doing the schizophrenic stuff. I go to work, like I said, 2 years in a row, you can call my work. That's all I'll say. I don't have any witnesses.
Okay. Would you like to make a closing statement, sir?
If you want to believe that I'm crazy, my craziness is that I follow some rules that help me not be a violent person and try to help you.
Thank you. Detective, would you like to make a closing statement?
No, ma'am.
Brief factual?
Sure. This is a denial by the Naugatuck Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial were two incidents, one in May of 22, the second in June of 22, in which the appellant, there were police emergency evaluation reports done for two different incidents regarding the over concern over the appellant's mental state. There was also a mobile crisis report, which the police responded to assist mobile crisis on 9/30/22, approximately a week after the appellant was denied his pistol permit by the police department.
Thank you. Comments by the board? My only comment, sir, is I would have liked to have seen your hospital records from the when you went in for the emergency reviews.
Sorry about that.
No, no need to apologize. That's just my comment. Attorney Sinetti.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Overturf.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis.
Issuing authority.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Issuing authority.
Chair votes issuing authority at this time. That is 5-0 in favor of the issuing authority. Thank you both.
What does that mean?
It means you've lost your appeal. You'll get notice by mail within 20 days.
All right. Thank you.